The Bullock County Board of Education met on Thursday, January 11, 2024 for their regularly scheduled monthly meeting. One of the first order of business was to elect a chairman and vice chairman for 2024. Superintendent Charles Wilson then oversaw the election of Elizabeth Williams of District 2 as chair and Heather Mims of District 7 as vice chair. The board then gave special recognition to the Southeast Bullock High School female flag football team for being the number one ranked team in the nation for fall flag football. "They have set standards that are hard to beat," said head coach Marcy Cochran. Other notable achievements of the SEBHS flag football team include 62-0 winning streak for throughout program history. 11 players were invited on an all-expense-paid trip to the Detroit Lions' first NFL Women in Football game. They have played at the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium. 3 girls from the program are signed to play at the college level. 23-0 wins this season. 41 total shutout in program history. 3-time back-to-back state champions. Superintendent Wilson congratulated and praised the team for their accomplishments. During the board member comments, "Go Jackets," was said by boardwoman Donna Clifton and vice chairman Elizabeth Williams. Williams also recognized improvements in test scores among the schools of Bullock County, namely Langston Chapel Middle School. The superintendent's report included the following 2 presentations on Portal Middle High and targeted support improvements. Portal Middle High School. Portal Middle High School Assistant Principal Justin Chester spoke about an initiative established at PMHS called the P-Town Process. It was created to foster an environment in which students learn and practice how to be respectful, responsible, and resilient today and in the future. The school is using positive incentives like school store points and student behavior awards to improve multiple areas of student engagement. 4-year graduation rates have risen from 90.38% to 92.86%. PMHS added Robotify and Career Exploration as middle school connection classes. Panther Pride extracurriculars include Junior, Beta, FFA, TSA, FCA, FBLA, and FCCLA. TSA students made coasters for all of the board members that were handed out during the meeting. PMHS was also recognized for their win at the 2023 Football Region Championship for the first time ever. Some identified areas of improvement for PMHS include attendance. 28% of students missed 10 or more days of school. Support teams have been developed to improve the attendance. Meeting social and emotional needs of students. Provide outside counseling services as one solution they have implemented. Student engagement, advisement and small group instruction is being utilized to improve engagement. Professional learning communities. Solutions include collaboration with SHS and SEBHS to make improvements. The presentation also included recognition of the progress on track construction and improvements made to football stadium. View the full presentation here. Superintendent Wilson thanked the school staff for their dedication to the students. Board member Stuart Tedders of District 3 asked how well the student engagement incentives are working. Dr. Julie Blackmar, principal of PMHS, says there have been improvements but they have not reached their goals. Targeted School Improvement, TSI, Schools Update. Sandra Kirby, the Director of Assessment and Accountability, is working with Langston Chapel Elementary and Middle School, which were identified last year as TSI schools, to provide data about milestone scores, attendance, grades and other criteria. Student and educator needs have been identified and improvement plans have been created, with monthly progress checks. Langston Middle graduated off-list this year. Principal Willie Robinson, Ed. D. said district support was most important for exiting the list, as well as deconstructive learning, teacher clarity work that helps educators teach students to the correct standards. Kelly Spence, Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction, stated that the district partnered with School Improvement Specialist to provide leadership capacity development with two instructional coaches aiding teachers' planning, assessing standards and developing common assessments. Such programs include Read 180 for Reading Deficit Children. Langston Chapel Elementary and Stilson Elementary are still requiring district support due to low content mastery. Entrance and exit criteria for the TSI list is run every 3 years, so removal from the list is possible in 2026. View the full presentation about Bullock County's Gato Support Schools here. Approved. Consent Agenda. Board Minutes. December 7, 2023 Work Session. December 14, 2023 Regular Session. Board Member Payroll for December 2023. Financial Report for November 2023. The following Board Meeting Dates for 2024 were approved. Thursday, January 11, 2024 Organizational Meeting. Thursday, January 25, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, February 8, 2024 Regular Session. Thursday, February 22, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, March 14, 2024 Regular Session. Thursday, March 28, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, April 11, 2024 Regular Session. Thursday, April 25, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, May 9, 2024 Regular Session. No work session in May due to graduation. Asterisk Thursday, June 6, 2024 Regular Session. First Thursday. Thursday, June 27, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, July 11, 2024 Regular Session. Thursday, July 25, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, August 8, 2024 Regular Session. Thursday, August 22, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, September 12, 2024 Regular Session. Thursday, September 26, 2024 Work Session. Thursday, October 10, 2024 Regular Session. Thursday, October 24, 2024 Work Session. Asterisk Thursday, November 7, 2024 Regular Session. First Thursday. Asterisk Thursday, November 21, 2024 Work Session. Third Thursday. Thursday, December 12, 2024 Regular Session. No work session in December. Thursday, January 9, 2025 Organizational Meeting. New Business. Approved 1. Annual Request for Board of Education to Serve as Fiscal Agent for Family Connection Partnership. The BOE has served as the fiscal agent for the Family Connection Initiative, under the Bullock County Commission on Human Services, Inc. for the past 27 years and will continue to serve in this capacity for the fiscal year of 2025. Through collaboration among BCHS partners, Bullock County children, families and the community have benefited from efforts generating over $30 million, supporting targeted areas of need. The goal of BCHS is to provide an array of academic and developmental support opportunities for students to ensure that all Bullock County students complete high school. Approved 2. School Food Services Freezer Bid. Assistant Superintendent of Business Services, Brad Boykin, recommended the board approve Hubbard Hudson Construction to complete the freezer project at the auxiliary warehouse for the sum of $548,000. Approved 3. Amendment to Mandatory Addendum for New Southeast Bullock High School. Boykin also requested approval for the amendment to the Mandatory Addendum for the Architect Contract for the New Southeast Bullock High School, which updates paragraph 6 of the board-approved contract with the now-determined values that are required for GSFIC fund reimbursement of the project. Approved 4. Paying remaining support of Santigix Renewal. Boykin requested renewal of the Santigix Crisis Alert platform along with software licensing and hardware warranty through June 2026 for an annual renewal cost of $88,000 per year, for a total of $264,000. To date, $104,000 has been paid and the remaining balance of $160,000 shall be due by February 2024. Executive session. The board moved to executive session to discuss separations and replacement of faculty and staff within and Bullock County Schools. After a brief executive session, the board returned to approve all personnel recommendations as listed below. Bo. Click here to view the full board packet. Click here to watch a live stream of the meeting.